Can you talk a little bit about their grades of similarity, so to speak?
Well, the way this works is that there are different applications of biosimilars, if you will. And one of them is extrapolation, which is relatively straightforward. Extrapolation is when you have a biological agent approved for more than one indication. Your biosimilar shows efficacy in one of those indications. You can extrapolate to the others. There's also something called interchangeability. Now, interchangeability is the ability, basically, to safely interchange one drug for the other, right even during the patient's treatment. For example, if you have somebody that's going to receive 20 cycles of a biological agent, and they're on cycle 10, and a new biosimilar comes into the market, and you're like, okay, this could save money for the patient and for the health system. How about in cycle 11, I'm going to give them the biosimilar instead? That's called interchangeability. That requires a higher standard. And that requires actually what we call switching studies, where trials are done in a way that a patient, there's a randomized trial, for example, where two groups of patients, one group is receiving the biological reference product the whole time, and the other group, the randomized group, is receiving the biological agent, reference product for three cycles, then switching to the biosimilar and switching back again to make sure that there's no safety signals that's an issue. One of the concerns with any biological agent is something called immunogenicity, which is really the development of antibodies to the product. And that's a big concern because any biological agent can produce antibodies. And if you have antibodies to it, you're going to reject it, so it's not going to work. And one of the things that is very carefully tested, both in development and post-marketing, is this issue of immunogenicity. And therefore, these switching studies do address that too. So you're absolutely correct. For interchangeability, there is a higher standard. Not every product will be approved for interchangeability. They have to be the switching studies that are done. If switching studies are not done, then it's not approved for interchangeability.
What about the issue of whether or not a pharmacist or pharmacy can substitute a biosimilar for the actual product? Can you comment on that?
Very important point in terms of whether the pharmacist can substitute the product or not. And I think, you know, that's really something that each institution is going to have to work out on its own. Each state might have their own laws. The idea really is that if your pharmacy and therapeutics committee, for example, at your hospital, your health network or whatever, decides that, hey, we're going to switch to this biosimilar because it could save us 30-40%, theoretically, the pharmacist can substitute that drug without telling you or the patient. Now, I don't think that's good practice. I think that at our institution, for example, if that were to happen, if there was going to be a substitution, it would be something that would be with information provided. In other words, we would be informed that, hey, we have this reference product that you're using. We also have a biosimilar. This is the evidence that we can use it instead. And we're just letting you know that we would like to do this. And then, you know, you'll be informed about that and you can inform the patient. We may or may not have a choice in the matter. I think, you know, as it's gone with generic drugs, doctor writes a prescription and you go to the pharmacy and pick up your drug. It's always a generic. I think we're going to get there one day, but right now it would be probably the right thing to do is the pharmacist can substitute the product, but lets the doctor know so you can inform the patient. I think people don't like surprises.